On Sunday morning, a gunman rammed a pickup truck decorated with American flags into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc. He opened fire on the Mormon congregation and burned down the building. 5 people, including the shooter, are dead. The FBI says it's still investigating a motive. Chris Johns is a Burton, Michigan resident who's running for a seat on his local city council. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan about an interaction he had with the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, while canvassing houses ahead of the November election. John says he didn't realize that the man he spoke with was a suspect until he saw photos of Sanford after the shooting.
In this instance, it was a Monday afternoon. Burton is a large city, and so I drive from house to house. This was the first time going to his home, and I pulled my vehicle quickly off the road. It's a 45-55 mile an hour road. It's a busy road, and he was in his driveway. He came down and said, "Is everything okay?" Because I'm making the assumption that he thought I had some car trouble. I said, "No, I'm good. I'm running for city council. Do you have a minute?" And he said, "Yes." And I will say, most people don't want to talk about local politics, let alone any politics. So I would, you know, the vast majority of my instances, I just put a piece of literature at the door and I go on to the next house. He wanted to talk. And so I pulled my vehicle off the side of the road. I have my child with me. She's 8 years old. She has special needs. And then we just do introductions. I do not remember him giving his name. So that, like, the Sanford name, I did not connect. He had a very genuine warm embrace because, again, my child has autism. She's in the back seat, safely secured. And she, like, kind of reached her hand out because the window was down. And he goes, "Oh, what's her name?" And I gave her name. Like, he held her hand. It was a very genuine, near loving, very caring embrace. And as a father, I found no issue with that because he talked about his child who had a serious medical condition and that was something that he was kind of going through with his own child. In the introduction, he's like, "I was a Marine. I served in Iraq." And it's almost verbatim, like, boom, boom, boom. He goes, "I was a Marine. I served in Iraq. I had a bit of a drug problem. I moved to Utah to plow snow to get a fresh start. I met Miss Utah's little sister," almost like A, B, C, D, just like that. "He had tattoos." And he goes, he did not indicate who, but they wanted me to remove my tattoos to be sealed, which I believe is like a practice within the marriage ceremony in the temple. And so from there, we then were, again, standing next to my vehicle in his driveway. His first question was, "What do you think about guns?" And I said, "I support the Second Amendment," almost verbatim. And then the very next question, the line of questioning pivots into, and he leans in, because we're maybe 3 or 4 feet away from each other. He leans in and goes, "What do you know about Mormons?" And I do have a very loose relationship in the sense that my cousin played football at BYU, my former math teacher, which I didn't know, but she's a Mormon. I toured a Philadelphia temple many years ago. And then my very good friend in Orem, Utah, he's, I think, the equivalent of a bishop within the local LDS in Orem. And so I told him that. And then he goes, "Well, what do you know about Brigham Young, Jacob Smith, the tablets, Nauvoo, Salt Lake City, the Indians?" And I could tell very quickly I was getting into very deep water in regards to the religion talk, because 98% of people don't want to talk. The 1% that do talk will talk about national politics, and then other folks will have, you know, the other 0.9% will want to talk about anything else. He was in the distinct minority of talking about religion. Like, nobody, other than maybe saying, like, "Where do you go to church?" Nobody asked. And then really the last thing he said once, he goes, "Mormons are the Antichrist." And he said that several times, and that's what he left me with. And the conversation ended because I just did not have the knowledge nor the answers he wanted related to the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Has I know there's an active investigation going on into this all. Has anyone from, like, law enforcement reached out to at all in their investigation to talk about your experience with him?
No, I've had... I did receive a phone call from the FBI on Monday, but I made the first call to an elected official in Grambling Township who I knew would be, like, near the FBI. And I made that phone call on Sunday afternoon to say, "Hey, I had an interaction with this guy," because I wanted to share in all of this. He said nothing political, nothing, not one word. He did not mention the current president, the past president, Republicans, Democrats, right, left, Charlie Kirk, current events, the military, the war. He mentioned nothing else other than truly what I said to you. And so then there was that. I gave a statement to the FBI and Michigan State Police Sunday night after 9 o'clock at the Grand Blanc Township Police Department. But I had to go to them. I went to them and I called them, and then they said to come in. And on Monday, I received a very short phone call from an FBI agent. I don't remember who, but that's been the only contact that I've received. But like Monday was so fast. Like Monday was like bang, 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 bang. A gentleman from the New York Post came. In this instance, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you've asked more questions than the FBI. Like you have asked me more questions than the FBI. And that's the part I can't shake. But again, I'm all good.
How are you doing, and how's the community doing? I know it's been a long week.
Well, I think the first thing, it's just surreal that somebody, and I think the other piece too, like my analogy I've used many times is, what if a church attack is a 10, he was at a one or less than a one. He was not angry. He was not angry with me, because I've seen people more animated and angry about football teams than I have about how this guy was. And what I told folks was, his behavior, and this is 100% speculative, was indicative that he's thought about this for a long time. He's had these views for a very long time. This is nothing that happened from my conversation with him to Sunday at 10:30 in the morning.
Chris Johns is a Burton, Michigan resident who says he encountered the suspect in Sunday's attack on a Mormon congregation in Grand Blanc while canvassing houses. Johns spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan. Anyone who has information that could help the FBI in their investigation is encouraged to reach out to the Bureau at tips.fbi.gov.